This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So much to get to, so very little time, but instead of getting right to it...
we have a theme song.
Yeah, news. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Tell me this. I think Lester Holt would retire if he got to sing the theme to NBC Nightly News every night. If he was like, hold up, don't start it. News. And he's up there with his seven head rocking it.
He would, he'd have a longer career.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. Good evening.
I never know who's going first.
I don't either.
Hold on. We got to do some behind the scenes. Nothing on the show is planned.
Correct.
We're literally just, we have no idea how we still.
Yeah.
Every day when I come to work, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but we have a key card to get up to the 11th floor or whatever.
Yeah.
And every day I put my card on the card reader and it goes green. I'm like, suckers. I'm fascinated that we get to come back every day. Yeah. So
we don't know who's going first. Sometimes we'll take each other's stories.
And then we have to readjust.
Find another one. Yeah.
But this is very much like the Spider-Man meme. We're all just standing here and it's like somebody's going to talk, but we don't know who. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Good evening. Actually, some pretty sad news today. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg passed away. She was an actress known for Harriet the Spy, Gossip Girl, Ice Princess. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
This will come as a shock to the listeners of the Slacker Show. I'm about to be a total tool. I have no idea who you're talking about. TAC was trying to explain it to me, when we first got here. A long time ago, and it was like, no, she's in this, she's in this. All the things you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed those years.
She has such a unique face. You would
know
her.
I've seen her face now. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But she was in a lot of those early 2000s kind of teen comedies. She was in.
I guess I wasn't watching movies in the early 2000s. I was already on this radio station, oddly.
Even Eurotrip and stuff?
I don't know what that is. What's Eurotrip?
It's a movie. It's the Scotty Doesn't Know movie.
Haven't seen that movie, but I know that scene I listen to the song every day.
You're saying Scotty Doesn't Know is a song that I should know what it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, text in 303-222-5423 if you know Scotty Doesn't Know the song.
Know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday.
She tells
her she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still she's on her knees and Scotty doesn't know.
Oh, Scotty doesn't know.
Okay, listen.
Don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know.
Here's what I need.
What?
Congratulations. People are texting in saying that they know the thing. I need other people to, how did I miss it?
I don't know.
I wasn't old in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I wasn't young in the 2000s. I should have seen these things.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you?
Were you touring at that time?
No, I was here. Oh. I was working for the radio. I started working at Alice on the day of Columbine in '99. So I was I was I just avoided teen movies. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a whole era of American Pie and Eurotrip and Road Trip.
Was she in American Pie?
Bring It On.
Would have seen her.
No.
No, I don't think so.
That was Tara Reid.
All right. Well, then I'm going to add Scotty Doesn't Know to my
you should.
Playlist.
It's a vibe.
This evening. You can stop texting the lyrics to Scotty Doesn't Know.
Keep going.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's been announced that Jesse Palmer and Julianne Hough are going to host the Oscars red carpet again. And I'd like to take this precious news time to just say I have a problem with Jesse Palmer.
I don't know who that is.
Who's Jesse Palmer?
Okay. Come on.
This entire news or nope is going to be me going.
Know him because he's on Food Network. Wow, he's the real buff. He used to be a quarterback.
He's got teeth.
And he hosts everything now.
Yeah,
he's not on Food Network.
Yeah, he
hosts some stuff on Food Network. And that's
all I see is Guy Fieri.
Well, that's the problem I have with Jesse is he looks way too fit.
Yeah,
way too handsome to be hosting like cake shows.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
shouldn't
dude,
be that.
You don't eat cake.
Cake boss.
Get Guy Fieri
fat.
On there. He
yes,
eats cake.
He's
one of me.
He's visceral fat.
Yes. I want.
Oh, and he hosts like all of the Bachelor stuff now too.
Oh, because they kicked Chris Hansen out, or
yeah.
Wasn't Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
I mean,
Chris Harrison.
Yep, there you go.
Jesse
Chris
Palmer.
Hansen is the murder
you bring
guy,
in,
right?
No, Chris no. Hansen's the guy you bring in the Mike's Hard Lemonade and he confronts you.
Sorry.
It's not required, but it does happen every time.
News or note brought to you by our friends at Mike's Hard Lemonade. On your way to meet a... Sorry.
What are they hosting?
The Oscars red carpet. That's all.
Oh, just the red carpet?
Yeah.
And well, she's the chick from Dancing?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which, Oscars
Sorry,
are movies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one is a movie star?
I know, but like, Peyton Manning hosts the CMAs and he doesn't play country music.
I don't like it.
Yeah. People are buzzing about this.
Let
us branch
out, Aaron.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm down.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Unfortunately, people like T-Hawk... Yes. Because in a survey, 49% of dentists said that male men are more anxious, but then we have T-Hack over here who walks in every single time after the dentist and he's like, no cavities, perfect teeth, said I've got the best teeth of all time. Like,
it's off-putting.
Yeah, but it turns out that the majority of men are scared of the dentist. To which I say, so are women. I hate the dentist.
I just want, can I open your eyes to something?
Yeah.
And I don't even if they charge you, I'm going to tell you right now it's worth it.
Oh, it totally is.
Nitrous. Get nitrous, people. Ask for it. Even if you're not nervous, say you're nervous. And when they go, are you feeling the effects of the nitrous? Even if you feel like you're falling off the earth, say, nope, I can't feel it yet. Trust me. Your anxiety will plummet.
Even just for a cleaning? Just a regular cleaning?
Yeah, just you got to go in and be like, oh, this makes me so scared.
Really?
It is like being the drunkest you've ever been, and then they turn it off, and you're like, oh, it's over.
Wow.
It's crazy. Nitrous is so good.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yes, you do.
I'm like a celebrity when I go in. I'm like, hey, everyone.
Trust me.
I'm back again.
Perfect teeth.
Flashing my teeth.
Oh, put the spotlight on his stupid mouth.
Yeah. Get the others in here.
All right. We have time for one more. Sure.
We do. Good evening.
Good evening.
Perhaps a celebrity slacker has heard of. Happy birthday today, 72 to Michael Bolton. Looking great at 72, some of the best.
How am I supposed to live without you?
Yes, Scotty doesn't. No.
Some of the best hair in the game.
Period. He doesn't.
He had
the receding hairline and he didn't let it go. He was like.
He's held on to the mullet, but not because he invented the mullet.
His hair receded.
I've never seen this man in my life.
Michael Bolton? I've never seen him. Oh my God, his one album in the 80s or 90s or whatever, like they played every song. They named a character in Office Space after him.
I haven't seen that.
Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.